Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Look at this gorgeous sunrise in progress here in Southern Pines. I'll show you when our temperatures start to warm up and we see a better chance for scattered storms.
It is a chaotic and challenging day at the U.S.-Mexico border. The surge of thousands of migrants is growing with a pandemic-era policy set to expire tonight.
Improving safety at a dangerous Raleigh intersection. The new plans to prevent crashes in the Five Points area and how you can share your feedback. A lot to tell you about on this Thursday morning as we get it kicked off with this gorgeous sunrise. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. And as we get started here, I want to thank you for joining us, making us part of your routine here. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now. That lovely look from high above, almost like a hazy start.
It looks like that, doesn't it? There are just a few clouds that are hanging around, a little bit of moisture, bringing a little haze to this view as we look across Wake County from our tower camera that's in southeast Wake County. Right now, it's 55 degrees. And our temperatures are very pleasant, pleasantly cool. Our wind is calm. It's 52 in Southern Pines, 51 in Goldsboro. Our cool spot this morning has been Roxborough in the mid-40s. The rest of us are starting off in the mid-50s, which may be cool enough for a jacket this morning. Our temperatures climb into the mid-70s at lunchtime. Should be a lovely lunch hour outside. A great day to take your lunch out. And our temperatures this afternoon will be in the low 80s. Today, our humidity stays fairly low. But over the weekend, especially Saturday, we have a better chance for scattered storms. I'll show you the timeline coming up. Brian?
6:01 right now, and we've been off to a pretty quiet start around the triangle as we take a look at those live sensors, not picking up any unusual delays as you head in from the Chatham County area on 64 or US 1 into western Wake County. Everything's looking good on those approaches into Apex. All quiet in Durham and Chapel Hill as well. Around Raleigh, the Beltline is clear, and coming in from Zebulon and Wendell on 64 westbound, not picking up any delays right now, all the way out toward the I-87 interchange.
Brian, thanks. Today could mark the beginning of a surge of people crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. We are hours away from the end of Title 42. That's the COVID-era policy that allowed the U.S. to turn away migrants at the border. New video showing the long lines of migrants waiting to cross. NBC News says there are as many as 65,000. NBC is also reporting the Biden administration is expected to make a major change that would allow Border Patrol agents to release migrants into the country without an immigration court date. Republican lawmakers are blasting the plan.
The Biden administration has failed the American people. He has failed our Border Patrol agents. He has failed our border communities, and he has failed America with his open border policy.
The purpose of what we're doing now is making legal immigration more streamlined, illegal immigration shorter term and move, and moving in a direction that people know that there's a legal way to get here and not a legal way.
Yesterday, more than 11,000 people crossed over illegally in just 24 hours.
Today, Governor Roy Cooper is meeting with doctors for a third day in a row, talking about the dangers of the new controversial abortion bill. In just 2 days, it's expected he will issue a veto on it. Cooper will be in Gibsonville for another roundtable discussion today, marking the third day this week he's traveled around the state to meet with doctors, abortion rights advocates, and lawmakers to rally support. The newly proposed measure limits abortions after 12 weeks instead of 20. It also requires multiple in-person medical visits for people looking to get an abortion. Patients would need to give more personal information to doctors, who then have to report it to the state. The city of Raleigh is working to keep drivers and pedestrians safer on the roads in one busy neighborhood. Today, folks will be able to view and comment on the plans for the Five Points Streetscape project. WRAL's Nia Harden is live right now to help explain how officials are trying to prevent major crashes at that intersection.
Jeff, today the city expects hundreds of people to be out for this open house as they give pros and cons today as to what they should be doing with this intersection here in Five Points. Now, new video shows the new three options on the table. Concept one being the easiest, making some changes to how traffic signals operate. Concept 2, a single lane roundabout shaped like a peanut. And Concept 3, two lanes in both directions on Glenwood and one lane on the other sides. This comes as the intersection has had a history of crashes, including one in 2021 when a car plowed through a sidewalk cafe and crashed into an art gallery. The city will run through costs tied to these options. Raleigh Transportation Supervisor Jason Myers, he tells WRAL one of these projects could cost as much as $10 million. And NCDOT will also be discussed since they own Glenwood.
One thing I have heard a lot about, and I will continue to hear about, I'm sure, is what is our relationship with NCDOT? The State Department of Transportation is a big stakeholder in this. We've had meetings with them. They know that we're doing this project. And after this touch point, we'll go back to them and start talking what we're hearing from the public before we move forward with something.
So far, 700 people have completed the feedback survey, and they expect more to do so. And you can weigh in tonight from 4 o'clock to 7. They will be in Five Points at the Five Point Center for Active Adults. That's on Noble Road. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
New this morning, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says defaulting on the U.S. national debt would be a catastrophe for the global economy. She made the statement at a G7 meeting in Japan just a few hours ago. President Biden is accusing so-called MAGA Republicans of holding the nation hostage over the debt ceiling. He plans to hold another high-stakes meeting with lawmakers tomorrow. Speaking at a college in New York yesterday, he said the Republican plan includes a tax on his student loan reduction plan. Ultimately, it's the Supreme Court that will decide whether that stands. Yellen has warned the U.S. could run out of money to pay its bills by June 1st if the debt ceiling is not raised. Prices at the store are rising, but at a slower rate than experts expected. Today, we will learn more about where inflation stands. The Producer Price Index is a gauge on what retailers pay for the items they put on store shelves. Today's report comes on the heels of yesterday's Consumer Price Index report, which shows what you're paying at the register. It found prices went up by 4.9% in April. NC State economist Mike Walden says if there is a recession, he expects it to be mild.
Just to put some numbers on it right now, we're at 3.4% unemployment. I think if we did have an official recession, we might go to 5 or 5.5, but that's still very, very low. When I was in graduate school 50 years ago, that was considered full employment.
Today's PPI report is due out at 8:30.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, we are following reports of that Norfolk Southern train that derailed in Newcastle, Pennsylvania early this morning. This is in western Pennsylvania. You can see this photo of the train shortly after that happened. Representatives from Norfolk Southern are on scene. Cranes were just there. We saw a live video that was just actually taken down, but cranes were on the scene trying to get this train up and on back onto the tracks. Lawrence County Department of Public Safety did take to Facebook with an update saying crews are on scene working out a plan to remove the cars. The majority of first responders have cleared the scene. There have been comments of a white powder spilling into the water and strange smells, but they say the only product that escaped one of the cars was soybeans, and the only, quote, hazardous material derailed that it was carrying was paraffin wax. At this time, there is no threat to the public, no issues with drinking water, and no need for evacuations or sheltering. If anything will change, they will send out messages. But this derailment comes just 96 days after that Norfolk Southern train derailed in East Palestine, Ohio. Company there is still trying to clean up that mess.
Thanks, Michelle. The nation's COVID-19 public health emergency expires today. The World Health Organization ended its global health emergency status for the virus last week. Health officials say COVID is still a big problem, though. Last month, it was responsible for around 1,100 weekly deaths in the U.S.
The Carolina Hurricanes will look to punch their ticket to the Eastern Conference Finals tonight. The Canes will host the New Jersey Devils in Game 5 of their series at PNC Arena. Carolina has a 3-1 lead in the best-of-7 series after that dominating win in Game 4 Tuesday night in New Jersey. Tonight's game at home will get started at 7.
Cary's skyline could be growing, and it would start with Town Hall. The town is considering selling or leasing that space to developers who could put taller buildings there for mixed use. It's an 18-acre site. Developers could build apartments, shops, restaurants, a pedestrian bridge, and office space. The town of Cary has not yet made a decision about this plan. People who live nearby say there's already a lot of development in that area. We're coming up on 610 on your Thursday morning and the disappearance of Natalie Holloway 20 years later. The prime suspect, Joran Vandersloot, could face trial in the U.S.
I'm Kent Smith, encouraging news for families when it comes to peanut allergies. When we come back, a look at the promising new treatment for infants and toddlers doctors say could save lives.
A couple of really nice days to wrap up the work week, but getting into the weekend, especially Saturday, it's a bit warmer, more muggy, with a better chance for storms. I'll show you how to plan around it.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:12 on a beautiful morning. Pretty sunrise here. That sun's about to pop up over the horizon here in downtown Goldsboro. We're seeing some high thin cloud cover in some places right now. We have a lot of rain that's across the Mississippi Valley, and that's going to send a few clouds our way today. But for the most part, it'll be mostly sunny, just a little bit of high thin cloud cover or a cloud here or there. It's feeling nice out there right now. 52 in Southern Pines, 48 right now in Lewisburg, 49 in Tarboro, 51 in Irwin, 52 in Rocky Mount. But that's might be jacket weather, at least in my book. So if you're about to head out the door to walk the dog, a light jacket probably will feel very comfortable. Beautiful at lunchtime with mid-70s, and we'll be in the low 80s this afternoon. A 7 o'clock dog walk. Temperatures will be in the mid-70s. Brian?
Weather and traffic every 10 minutes, and here at 6:13, we're going to take you live to the Durham Freeway, 885 out of Cornwallis Road. You see the traffic's getting busier out there, but it's still flowing pretty well. All your other major approaches into Durham are looking all right at the moment. Coming in from Raleigh on 40 westbound, no delays. A little bit of a slowdown, perhaps, on 85 northbound out of Hillsboro. But at the moment, at least, we're not seeing any crashes showing up in Durham or Chapel Hill. We'll take a closer look at the ride through Wake County coming up in just a few minutes, Jeff.
Thanks for that, Brian. Another big story we're following this morning. A local woman is charged with killing her fiancé 2 days after he proposed to her. Police say Antoine Chisholm was found dead on the lawn of his home on Monday. Petit Bell, Chisholm's fiancé, and Howard Covington Jr. were arrested and charged in his death. Police aren't releasing a motive for the killing. Chisholm's mother spoke with WRAL and said he leaves behind 6 children.
The prime suspect in the disappearance of Natalie Holloway nearly 20 years ago will be extradited to the U.S. Joran Vandersloot is expected to face trial for extortion and wire fraud. The extradition process could begin as soon as today. Vandersloot was one of the last people to see Holloway alive in 2005. Her body was never found. Vandersloot is accused of trying to extort $250,000 from Holloway's mother in exchange for information about where her daughter was buried. He was convicted of murder in another case in Peru in 2012 and is serving a 28-year sentence.
Congressman George Santos is due back in Washington today after pleading not guilty to 13 federal charges in a New York courtroom. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are calling for Santos to step down over his charges. They include wire fraud, money laundering, and repeatedly filing for pandemic-era unemployment benefits while he had a paying job. Santos says he will stay in office and plans to return and run for re-election. Republicans, including Senator Mitt Romney, are joining Democrat calls for Santos to step down.
This morning, new information about a breakthrough treatment for peanut allergies. This is a health risk that concerns so many parents of young children. A skin patch is showing promise. WRAL's Ken Smith is here now with some key information about this promising treatment. Ken.
You know, Winnie, as parents of 3 little ones, my wife and I were worried, like so many parents, about the possibility of our young children having peanut allergies. Of course, parents don't know if their child has a peanut allergy until they eat peanuts and suffer a reaction, sometimes very serious reaction. While treatments are already available for children over the age of 4, up until now, there was virtually nothing for infants and toddlers. Now, doctors say a new research therapy using a skin patch that delivers peanut protein to the skin will save lives and give parents peace of mind.
Your child is gaining protection. You have to have more peanut to cause a reaction.
A patch where we're not even thinking about it, where she doesn't have to think about it or feel anxiety, would be amazing.
Well, here's why doctors believe this is a breakthrough treatment. After 1 year on the patch, 67% of toddlers increased the amount of peanuts they could safely eat. That was double compared to children who just got the placebo. Now, doctors caution the patch is not a cure, but a life-saving tool for children who are accidentally exposed to peanuts. Now, coming up on Today After Our Morning News, more information you need to know about this promising treatment and when it could become available to families. Jeff.
Ken, thanks. Police need your help tracking a person who they say robbed a bank in Briar Creek. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was on the scene just after 3 p.m. Wednesday at State Employees Credit Union on T.W. Alexander Drive. Raleigh police say a man gave a teller a note demanding money. Investigators say the teller handed over the cash and that man ran away.
Durham will soon be a safer place for people to ride bikes. The city is adding 8 miles of new bike lanes with buffers. That cyclist space will require narrowing some roads and losing lanes in some cases. The change could force cars to slow down. Construction on these bike lanes will begin this summer. They're paid for through a combination of federal grants and local matches.
You want to keep an eye out today for just everyone getting outside because it'll be the perfect day for Elizabeth Gardner and the WRL Severe Weather Center with our look ahead.
What's going to make it so perfect today is our humidity remains low. It will start to climb over the weekend, but boy, today is going to be beautiful, just like yesterday. One thing you'll notice today is some high thin cloud cover. We're seeing a bit of that on our live camera there in Goldsboro. Apex looking pretty this morning. This is a live look at Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and of course, a look at our Fayetteville newsroom. We check out the current pattern, high pressure system sitting really almost on top of us right now. High pressure systems tend to block precipitation and moisture from coming our way, but here's what's going on. We have all these clusters of showers and thunderstorms and a good solid flow coming up right here through the Mississippi Valley. Well, the cloud cover associated with that is going to slide up under these high pressure ridges and bring us some high thin cloud cover today. But the rain will stay well to our west until Saturday. Summer feel for Mother's Day weekend, looking at 85 for tomorrow with mostly sunny skies and our humidity still stays low. So even though it warms up a touch, it'll feel fine. Saturday, it's a bit stickier and warmer at 87. We'll end the day with an isolated late day to evening thunderstorm. And we'll walk through the timeline for that, of course, coming up. And then on Sunday, it's a little bit drier for Mother's Day, 82 degrees. This is a look at what's happening over the weekend. Again, we get into that southerly flow that really kicks in starting Saturday. That'll bring more warmth and humidity and the potential for enough moisture for an isolated storm. We'll have a front that'll be up to our north. This is Saturday at 8 a.m. That front will gradually slide southward. This is 4 p.m. So around, say, dinner time or so, we'll have the best chance of those scattered storms as that front sinks southward. Those will begin to dissipate in the very early morning hours of Saturday. On Sunday, looking at lunchtime, partly cloudy skies looking good, and potentially around 5 o'clock with some sunshine, there's enough moisture in the atmosphere, enough lift, enough daytime heating to fire off an isolated storm on Sunday. But really, for the most part, Sunday should stay fairly dry. How much rain total? Well, it'll just depend on whether you happen to be under a thunderstorm. It could be as much as a tenth of an inch or as much as half an inch, again, just depending on where those storms tend to pop up. Saturday, late afternoon and evening will be our best chance over the weekend, but we do have a chance for some scattered storms again on Monday. We have spring commencements at Meredith College at 8:30 on Saturday, 67 degrees, Fayetteville State at 71, 9 a.m., and at 10 a.m., Shaw at 75 degrees. So we're looking good on Saturday morning, and we're looking good Sunday morning, too, Mother's Day and graduation day at Duke and Carolina with temperatures right around 70 degrees. 87 Saturday, 82 Sunday, feeling pretty good. And then we see temperatures cooling down a little bit for us next week, but we do stay in that thunderstorm pattern, Brian. It looks pretty good on the roads.
Yeah, not so bad out here at I-40 at Aviation Parkway. We're going to check in on those major approaches into RDU right now. If you're heading to the airport out of Raleigh, no trouble on 40 westbound. On 540 westbound, maybe a one-minute slowdown overall in the north part of Raleigh from Capitol out to RDU. And out of Durham and Chapel Hill, not seeing any big problems on 40 eastbound. Around Wake County right now, we're looking good. No crashes showing up anywhere and no big backups. The ride through Garner on 40 westbound, all clear. Maybe a little bit of a slowdown developing on the southbound side of 401 approaching 1010 Road. But otherwise, that trip between Raleigh, Garner, and Fuquay is looking all right.
Brian, thank you. A woman says she now fears for her life while driving after someone threw a rock into her windshield. Her concerns after a scary situation on a Wake County road.
Thousands of Caniacs will be out packing PNC Arena tonight for the team's big playoff game. The alert arena officials have for people who are heading out to cheer on the Canes.
is What's Trending Report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Beyonce's new world tour is off to a blazing start.
Ryan Schrader here now with What's Trending.
Yes, Queen Bee opened her Renaissance tour last night in Stockholm, Sweden. It is her first solo tour since 2016, and more than 46,000 people filled the stadium for this first show. She's going to make more than 40 stops on this tour, including at Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte on August 9th.
Now, fans who got to see it loved the show. A lot of elaborate visuals, costume changes, all that. But one thing they did notice was that Beyonce left a lot of the dancing and choreography to the dancers. I mean, she's one of the best dancers out there, but she wasn't dancing a whole lot in this show. So some people were wondering if maybe she was nursing an injury or anything, but nothing from her reps about that.
We'll see if it changes throughout the tour, you know? Mm-hmm.
She's earned a break.
Yeah, exactly. Just stand let the
there.
Other people do it.
Right. Firefighters on the coast saved a cat, not from up a tree, but from under a shower floor. Apparently, the curious kitty climbed under the floorboards there while the homeowners were doing a project, and nobody noticed till it was too late. The Surf City Fire Department came to the rescue, and now they have another mouth to feed.
Listen, a new furry friend is not a problem, these guys usually. And right there, you see, they took the crowbar and pried up the brand new flooring that they had just put in there because the curious kitty got in underneath it. Oh, there it is. There it is. Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, what a story, though. Good work by the Surf City Firefighters.
That's right. Cat is fine. Brian, thank you. We'll learn the full NFL schedule later today. The league plans to release the dates and times for all 32 teams' games at 8 o'clock tonight. Yesterday, we learned the matchups and dates for the league's five games in Europe this year. And this morning on Today, Mike Tirico from NBC Sunday Night Football will stop by for an exclusive announcement of two highly anticipated games. Today airs at 7 right here on WRAL.
The next producer price index report is due out in less than 2 hours. Coming up, we'll tell you what we think economists are going to predict.
And it stays dry until we hit Mother's Day weekend. Mother's Day itself, just an isolated thunderstorm. We could see a better chance on Saturday. I'll walk you through the rain timeline for the weekend coming up. And before we go to break, a live look at the WRAL Azalea Garden and our century plant there. It is blooming for the only time in its lifespan. That stalk just keeps getting taller and taller. You can stop by, see it in person, or we have live stream up at WRAL.com.